Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, another day the Lord has made. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It also, for today, it's still going to be hot. It's a high of 91, currently 69, clear skies in the River Market.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Friendship Day?
Oh, you know, that's tailor-made for you and me, man. That's my dog right there.
You know it.
Oh, man, we got Mayor Quinn Lucas. He's coming on the show this morning. Our conversation starting at 6 or 7:38, talking all things KC.
And the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Will Smith speaks on a huge parenting mistake he made. And Cardi B speaks on people bashing people that smoking squares.
Oh, boy. Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. Woo-wee! Let's start off another week right here with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
There is a profound grace in working on and then completing what must be done. Every day brings the opportunity to experience that in some way. Nothing confirms the value of your time like putting it to good use. Productive stretches offer you periods filled with dynamic, vibrant life. Zero in on what you do well and do it well. Fulfill the promises of your will, ability, and discipline. Come fully to life in a way that has no equal. Immerse yourself in the effort and pursuit of positive purpose. Prove to yourself how much your life matters. Discover again and again the value your actions create. Feel the rich satisfaction of your own competence. Keep going, keep doing, keep making a difference. Keep living well. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:24 on your time. It is a high of 91. Currently, it is 69 at Parkville. Cardi B is speaking on people saying that they got some nerve coming for her smoking her cigarettes.
Don't be judging me because I be smoking cigarettes because you be doing coke, horse tranquilizers, whippets, perks, all types. I'm a grown for kids and bills and stress and
Wow. You still smoking squares in 2026? Yikes. The squares?
All of that. Yeah, absolutely the squares. Like, I mean, just growing up and realizing, like, even hookah, I don't do hookah. I don't do any of that type.
I don't do hookah either.
Smoke, period, is I'm away from it. So I never personally really get the whole thing. I get people are addicted to it, you know, so I get that part of it, which, you know, is a whole other thing. You see vapes everywhere. That's another conversation, too. People got the pens. It's like everywhere these days. So I guess, she not wrong. If you go talk about her smoking cigarettes, put the vapes down.
Facts. That's true. I don't know. There's something odd, though. You know, like people like the smell of gasoline. Some people like the smell of rubbing alcohol. Sometimes during a hot summer day, I do enjoy the smell of a cigarette.
What?
In a car.
What?
I don't. I think it's...
Did you grow up in a smoker's household?
My daddy, he smoked cigarettes. And I grew up around a number of people who used to smoke. So secondhand
that
smoke, all that.
Voice.
Yeah, all of that.
The Newports hitting the pack of it before they open.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to do all that.
Yeah. Put it down, cousin. Please.
Put the squares down.
Put it down. Kelly Burris is finally speaking out about her real ongoing issues with Tamar Braxton. And it sounds like the drama goes far beyond that after she shared this text message.
Oh, she texted me.
Well, this clown knows that your husband is a part of the LGBTQ community. I actually saw him on a date with a man. So come join the prep circus. Say another word about me. I'm releasing the proof. Like I told your non-singing lying ass, this ain't the Housewives.
So that Tamar texted her that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That is so messy. Everybody knows somebody messy.
Yeah, no, facts. And everybody knows somebody that knows somebody. So, yeah, Tamar is basically alleging to Candy at one point, I don't know how recent this was, I'm assuming in the last 2 years at least, that she's caught Todd on a date with a man.
This is a mess.
So I'm sure we're going to hear more from Tamar Braxton, because one thing about her, she do not let stuff go.
You're a monster.
We'll be reporting on that tomorrow.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Long weekend, productive weekend, though. As Friday, D kicked it off at Metro by T-Mobile.
Yep.
She was giving out phones, giving out deals right there at 31st and Prospect.
And you get a phone.
And some Neo and Akon tickets, by the way, that we have later on in the show this morning. Then you're heading on to Casablanca.
Yeah.
That night.
It was a nice vibe. It was my first time in that spot. Been at Layla Lounge a couple times. It's literally the upstairs area, beautiful place. And a lot of people came out to that night.
And while y'all was celebrating National Girlfriend Day, it was all type of back to school events going on, including KCPS Fest. And Operation Backpack. Shout out to Mayor Pro Tem Raina Park Shaw for doing that. And then I was at the Trinity Temple. That's my church. Shout out to Bishop Benjamin Stevens III. So Trinity Temple's 50th church anniversary. We had a nice little cookout.
What'd you get?
I had to get reprimanded. What'd I get for food?
Yeah.
They hooked me up with a couple ribs. They gave me a couple pieces of chicken. They put some potato salad on
there. On a scale of 1 to 5.
Of what? The ribs and the food?
Yeah, the food.
About 4.5. Almost 5. It was great. It was good. I wish that my piece of chicken would stay on the grill a little bit longer. But no, everything was good. everything was good. No, it was great. Beans was good. All that. Shout out to Trinity Temple. That is my church. I love that church so much.
Then you did your big one that night, though.
You
set it off in the sky, huh?
Yeah, after praising the Lord, I got sexy. And
two things can be true.
For real, R&B shining in the sky. Shout out to everybody who came out to that at Vibe 2018 Main. The next one at Rock Island Bridge. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to turn it up for that one. I had to tell you about what I got reprimanded for at Trinity Temple, though. And then yesterday, you was taking no requests.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to D-Shy. Shout out to Reed. Everyone, all the beautiful people that came out. It was a lot of couples.
Amen.
It was a lot of couples in the building, too. Newlyweds, fiancés, and everybody. So we got shout outs for them happening at the 7-Eleven roll call. So make sure you continue to listen in.
Sorry, real quick. Trinity Temple
at
the cookout. So, I'm thinking like, okay, this is a cookout. I can sneak in some classic R&B or something.
Oh, you was DJing it?
Yeah.
We forgot to add that context.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm providing music.
Yikes.
And so I play Love on Top, Beyonce, and then I went into like Frankie Beverly and Maze, We Are One.
Okay.
I thought it was just a nice, safe R&B little selections that, that talks about like, love and all of that or whatever.
It's like, it's secular.
Hey, there's a church event, right? I got one of them. I said,
thank God you ain't play Happy People.
Oh, no. Stop.
I know the playlist. A couple things in there.
But yeah, I proceeded to,
toss it and go to the next.
I had to play all the gospel selections that I had.
Revolution, Mary, Shackles. In the morning, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
So yeah, shout out to Trinity Temple. I love you.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Over the weekend, unfortunately, there was a murder that impacted the Kansas City hip-hop community, Kansas City community overall. Yeah. as KCPD has identified a woman was killed in a shooting early Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. They identified her as 35-year-old Kiara McGee. And according to police, detectives believe as many as a few dozen people were present when these shots were fired. And they still need to hear from anyone who heard or saw anything. So according to preliminary information, the victim was in the parking lot with an unknown member of other people when one or more suspects began shooting and the victim was struck. Homicide detectives and crime scene investigators, they were at the scene canvassing it for witnesses, videos, and any other evidence. And Kiara McGee, better known in the hip-hop community as Key or The Key, she was prevalent. There was a lot of people that was hurt yesterday online.
Yeah.
And we are definitely sending our deepest condolences and prayers to anyone that's related to her, anybody that was close to her, anybody affected that's been affected by this.
Yeah.
And it just brings to light again some of the issues that we have in this society with what I feel like, you know, is the number one deterrent. You know, which is guns. Mm-hmm. It's always a part of the problem,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So this morning we're sad and we're sending our condolences and love out
absolutely
to family friends of Key, better known as Kiara McGee.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
All the cousins that's tapping that app, that Hot 103 Jams app, you can download that to your smartphone right now. Thank you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, including those that's looking at us live in the Brown and Kruger Studios on that Hot 103 Jams stream. You can check that out on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter. Thank you to the cousins that's tapping in that way. And to all the cousins that's listening and riding around and getting in your car and your little Acura that you got right now and your Toyota driving down 71, 435. Are you doing the back streets?
What about
you
the Nissans?
Shout out to the Nissans.
The Altimas.
Gotta have them. Of course we do. Wherever you are, however you riding around in KC and tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, 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 booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call.
They can't do it like us, D.
Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to all the cousins that are up hustling, shining. Whether you are on the comments under the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, the comments on the Twitter page, or you just been texting us, we appreciate the love as always. Big love to some of the cousins that I ran into over the weekend. Shout out to Brianna and her fiance. They're always sapped in with Hustle and Shine in the morning. And got a chance to actually meet them in person yesterday at No Request, Trusted DJ, and Monarch. So major shout out to Brianna. Once again, I'm so sorry I am not able to DJ the wedding, but I know it's going to be phenomenal. And, you know, we Hustle and Shine, we're going to have to get you a wedding gift. So stay tuned for that. Big love to the Armsters. Also, the newlyweds that were in the building. Big love to the men's family. They also got a, once again, there was a lot of love in the air yesterday. Shout out to the other newlyweds. Big love to Carver Harris, Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, always tapped in with us, SK Cuts Off Grand, all the barbershops in the town. We appreciate y'all for keeping the brothers lining crisp. some of our cousins need to get, well, we get texts from the barbershops.
Okay.
Yeah. We get a lot of barbershops that tap in with us and hit the comment section every single day. So
shout out to Rich Forever Barbershop.
Yep.
So, what's up, Diamond?
Appreciate y'all keeping everybody, you know, clean cut, all that good stuff.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
727, high of 91. Currently 67, partly cloudy in Topeka. Ah! Detroit Police Commissioner Darius Morris is standing by his actions after a viral video captured him watching a violent street fight unfold without stepping in.
He got a hard lesson, and I was not about to stop. You don't have to get the police involved all the time. This is a situation where it was mutual combat.
Y'all go crazy. This is crazy. Go look at this video. He is clearly participating and cheering on somebody.
He said a guy intervened, somebody put their hands on a woman, and then that's, you see a guy get slammed.
And he's cheering it on. Clearly.
I shrugged.
This is crazy, y'all. Go look at this video. Police like, commissioner. Yeah. He's a police commissioner doing this, dog. It's like he's out on 27th to Prospect. It's like Stacey Gray's or somebody being out on 27th to Prospect, cheering somebody getting slammed on the ground, y'all. Crazy. Detroit, do better.
I mean,
that's crazy.
I do get what he's saying. Not everything needs to be
it
to
don't,
that
but
extent.
That don't apply
like,
to this, fam.
It do.
That
nothing don't apply happened to this. After that. Like, it wasn't. This is, and part of this is what we talk about. Back in the day, people had their little small fights.
This ain't
and it was it. And a lot of people be like, I wish we had the old days. It's just different now.
That's the police commissioner, dude.
I get it.
No, you don't. Because if you did, you'd be like, you can't do that.
No, but at the same time, how many times in our community do we say that there are people that are in law enforcement that don't know how to de-escalate situations, and then there's another...
That ain't de-escalating.
Yes. I'm saying there's people that are getting killed by police officers that don't understand how to talk to black people. That's what I'm talking about. Over things that can be...
That has nothing to do with this. Okay. Absolutely nothing. Okay. This dude was cheering this fight on, bro.
The gentleman unfortunately put his hands on a woman, and I guess he got put on his back, and then that was it. Other news that's more crazy. More Motown legend Martha Reeves took the field, performed the national anthem at
this.
The Women's Professional Baseball League. Sorry.
Oh, say can you see
by
the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Oh, that is...
They trying to make us forget Fergie.
I got one better than Fergie.
Oh, I know you do.
Oh, I do. Carl Lewis.
Oh, yes. You've played that several times.
Oh, yeah. We got to run that back just for...
Yikes. Old time's sake.
Oh. Come on, Carl Lewis.
I'll make up for it now.
Uh-oh.
I'll make up for it now.
Oh, the land of bad national anthems.
Yikes.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Ha-ha, 103 Jam.
So dedicated that he's tapped in with us even when it's an off week and he ain't in the office. Blessed to be joined by our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, you've been kind of tough on some of these business owners as a judge has temporarily blocked the city's targeted ban on shooters and single-serve alcohol sales, and you've said the next step could be applying it citywide. So let me ask you plainly, because you said, hey, look, if you think that getting people, and I'm paraphrasing here, if you think that getting people drunk or whatever is a part of your business model, then maybe you should rethink your business. But I want to ask you plainly, are you realistically prepared to restrict these products at every liquor store in Kansas City? And how would you handle the backlash from a business community that already has a little bit of salt in their wounds about this issue with you?
I mean, I am willing. If there's one thing consistently that you've seen from me, whether it be conversations about 5 a.m. bars and how we restricted that to just a few areas, conversations about how we can shut down businesses after mass shootings, is that I care a great deal more than anything about people being safe. This weekend on Independence Avenue, we had yet another shooting outside of an establishment where there are consistently other shootings. And I know people are going to get mad at me about how I respond to these things, but I get tired of seeing people die every single weekend. We got the same foolishness happening in this city. And for all the other people who get on here and say, well, it's because y'all need to back the police more. We've increased their budget almost 10% every year in the last 3, 4, 5 years. They have more officers. They have more resources. So we have done that step. We are doing everything else that we can with community collaborations. We have a prosecutor who's going to prosecute. After a while, I think what we need to say is, why does the same thing keep happening at the same spot again and again? And often it relates to the business that might be there, some of the rules that they're cutting back on, or frankly, as we saw with these little shooters, the fact that you are trying to feed on a population that in many situations, right, can come in and buy this one little bottle, then try to get drunk, then panhandle, then come back and stays there and creates a nuisance on a street like 35th and Prospect. You know this, it is not every day that the Urban League and I am together on an issue. It's not every day that the broad-based Eastside constituency in particular gets together on an issue. We all did because we are tired of it. We've been seeing it for 40, 50 years. And yes, I will make this something that's citywide. We will fight that fight, or we can come to some good compromise. But right now, the businesses saying they won't do anything is unacceptable to the people of our community.
Mayor Lucas, Police Chief Stacey Graves has announced her retirement from KCPD, and now the department is on the hunt for the next chief. Could you speak to Police Chief Graves' time over KCPD and what you would like to see in future leadership?
Look, I appreciate Chief Graves. She came in at a time where I think we need a change. Kansas City's police department, prior to that point, I have respect, great respect for the officers. I think the leadership needed to adjust to a more modern era. I think previous leadership was good for a time before. I think it didn't match what we were seeing in the early 2020s. Stacey Graves understood community collaboration. She understood listening to the people. She understood going to difficult meetings where people would say all the problems that they have had over the years with KCPD. So we need somebody who has that understanding. We need somebody who's going to accelerate how we can get beyond the situation that we have right now, where we have tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits every single year. That means eliminating some of the brutality claims we get. That means improving employment conditions for officers, particularly Black women and other officers in our department. We need to make sure that we are building an environment that everybody wants to be part of. Stacey, you know, leaves big shoes to fill. That being said, this department's been around a long time. I think we'll have good internal and external candidates, but I want somebody who has community trust from day one. Policing is core to how Kansas City improves for the future. We need a department that people are getting along with and that they can trust.
We're talking to our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas, exclusively right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Voters will head to the polls tomorrow, Mayor Lucas. There are several issues on the ballot that could affect our day-to-day lives. What are the consequences if people don't get up and get out and vote tomorrow?
Look, I know people are buying ads on your show, so I won't get in trouble by pushing things one or the other. But what I will say is this, yeah, if you don't get out to vote, things will change. Y'all, you need to vote. You know, I know everybody knows about the presidential elections, and y'all want to tag the mayor on everything. And you know, I mean, that is what it is. It's fine. I welcome it. But if they're about to change how taxes are done here, that might mean less money for your schools. If they are about to change your ability to get items on the ballot, our ability, that may eliminate our ability to have things like legal marijuana, which I know some of y'all be taking part in, right? These are the sorts of things that actually have an impact. There are state-level races. There are city races, important city races, but I'm voting yes on all of them. There are county-level races. This is about your community. They pick it in these low-turnout elections. Get out to vote. Don't have an excuse. I know you got registered under the Obama era. Y'all know you can go out and vote. Don't worry about if you can get in or how. Cast a provisional ballot. But Kansas City, particularly Kansas City's east side, I want to hear from you. Don't let other people make decisions for our community once again.
Heard that.
Amen to that. Mayor Lucas, thank you so much. We appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Please have a good one and continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right, y'all. Have a good week. Make sure y'all vote tomorrow.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 989. Currently, it is 71, sunny skies at the Grandview Triangle. Will Smith admits that he has this one parenting regret about having radical honesty.
We went with radical honesty. don't do it. No, listen. The deal was, if you tell the truth, you won't get in trouble, right? The only way you can get in trouble in this house is if we find out you did something and you don't tell the truth. No, yeah, it's terrible.
I understand what he's trying to do. Always be honest, tell the truth and things. But when you got kids and there's an out, they're always going to take that
out.
What
you mean?
Like, oh, you said I was going to get in trouble if I didn't.
Oh, yeah, the loophole in it. Yeah. I get what you're saying, yeah.
Don't do that.
This is how I am, like, I feel like with relationships. Like, I've always been the type of person, like, romantic. Like, just be honest. Like, I want to know everything from the past.
Uh-oh.
same boat. Like, we'll be 100% honest, because I really feel like you got to be friends with your person beforehand. Like, because it's sometimes people hear one thing and you a year into talking to somebody and now you're just, your whole opinion of them changes, versus if you would have just known all of this in the beginning, you'd be okay.
That big dummy!
So I think radical honesty works, but to an extent. Congratulations in order to T.I. and Tiny, as they had their they were celebrating in Jamaica for their anniversary. Big love to them. Looked like they looked like they also renewed their vows. But so shout out to them. And then Coco Jones and Donovan Mitchell, they tied the knot over the weekend. Oh. So shout out to them. I've been seeing a lot of fiancés, newlyweds. Shout out to my best friend Essence and her fiance Daryl. Shout out to them. They'll be getting married next year. So big love to all
fiance.
You know it. Shout out to the fiancés. And, you know, big maid of honor in the building.
I'm driving a Bentley, Ben Tiger.
You know it.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those generous, confident, and charismatic Leo.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor who's appeared in Crooklyn, Get on the Bus, and Grey's Anatomy. A major happy birthday to Isaiah Washington. Sending over some birthday love to rapper, producer, and DJ who's made history. The official DJ of Salt and Pepper. Happy birthday to the OG, DJ Spinderella. Happy birthday to actress and singer who was everybody's favorite mom, at least one of, in the 90s. From the hit show Family Matters, happy birthday to Jo Marie Payton. And last but not least, to one of my favorite actors who's been on Takers, Think Like a Man, Too Fast and Too Furious, and you can't forget his role in The Barbershop. And I think some of our cousins are still mad for what he did in For Color Girls.
No.
Happy birthday to Michael Ealy.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, LaQuisha Smith, Juanita Torre, and Jose Vallejo. Happy birthday, Liz Meisner, Antoine Huey Sr., and Lachey Davis. Happy birthday to Sharon, One of a Kind, Paul Page, and LaRon Maddox. Sending birthday love to Brandy Strobel. Happy birthday, my dog Nicholas Reigns, aka Turbo, and everybody else born on August 3rd. Happy birthday, all my Leos. Let's celebrate our season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Tabitha.
Hey, Tabitha. What you doing on this Monday?
I'm getting ready to head to work.
Okay. Get to the money.
Tabitha, you got an air freshener in that car. If you do, what scent is it?
Salted coconut. Okay. Or caramel.
Okay.
And you co-signing, huh?
Get with that.
Coconut?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Big coconut fan.
You know, hey, thank God you got something, because I know be shining be hating when the cousins say they ain't got nothing up in the car.
Smelling like seats.
Oh, no, not
and it's hot.
Right.
All right, cousin, we got two tickets to go see Ne-Yo and Akon for the Nights Like This tour, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
All right.
And I know that much is true, baby, you have become my addiction. So strong out on you, I can barely move, but I like it. And it's all because of you.
Because of you.
I can't get
enough. We kind of skipped and scattered.
Yeah, we did.
I like
but
it.
But it works. Yeah. It works. Cause of you.
Hey, it works.
You are now getting those two tickets to the Nights Like This tour. Ne-Yo and Akon is going down August 7th at Morton Amphitheater. Who's gonna be your plus one?
Oh, I don't know.
You better get to thinking.
I know, I gotta think hard.
Hit them DMs. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's hooking you up.
Hazel and Shine, 103.3.